and usually D and Phillip. It's the morning after on Q105.
No Phillip today, but D's here, and our friend Bubba Ashley is. Derek Chase, 902. The morning after on Q105. Are you guys doing... D, I know you're going to try to track down the football game tonight. Bumble Ashley, any holiday stuff? There's like holiday things everywhere. Sylvania's got the Miracle in Maine. I think Mommy's got, there's parade in Perrysburg. The Battle of the Badges is happening today.
What is that?
The hockey game between the fire department and the police department.
Could get out of hand.
I'm just saying, maybe, you know, if you're a criminal, today might be the day to do stuff.
Because they're not downtown.
Yeah. They're all down.
So do you have to do holiday stuff? I know you did the lights.
Do I have to? I asked my wife today. I'm like, hey, what do we have planned? And she went, nothing. And I went.
We're having the same kind of day.
I was like, nothing? And she goes, nothing. And I went, usually you have like stuff planned for us on the weekends. And she goes, not this weekend. And I was like, that's weird.
How do I enjoy this day?
Yeah.
What am I?
Because I know
to do with
it
myself?
Doesn't. I know when she says nothing,
there's going to be something.
There's something that's going to happen. Something I'm going to walk in and she's going to go, you know, I think you need to like move some stuff. And I'm like, but I thought you said we didn't have anything to do. Well, that time that I spent not doing anything, I thought of stuff for you to do.
That sounds like me. That makes sense.
Did you get all the summer furniture in? Get all that stuff inside? Did you clean up the yard from Boogie?
Well, now you're making a list.
So, my bad.
That's my group.
That does remind me, though. Kevin will have some things to do when we get home.
Yep.
You guys can team up. Let's do a little Kill, Bang, Marry. First of all, before we start, and he'll lead things off here in Kill, Bang, Marry, Matt Lauer thoughts?
Woof. I always thought there was something weird about him. You know, like people give you like those like, you're kind of off. When the stuff with Katie Couric went down, I'm like, this is not a good guy.
Ann Curry?
Like, no, but he was not cool when the Katie Couric chick left too, like years and years ago.
I thought they were cool. I know that like he was part of the coup to get rid of Ann Curry from reading the news and she like cried her way off. So this is now... Dan Rather like misreported something a long time ago, right?
Yeah, the George Bush story.
Okay, there was that. Then Brian Williams. I was there.
But see, here's the thing. All right, look. Like, Dan Rather, what was the other guy's
name?
Brian Williams.
I was there.
All right, you're a journalist and you straight up just, like, either A, you lied.
Right.
And the first one, you didn't vet the story correctly. So that's an occupational problem.
Correct.
You know, Matt Lauer was really good at his job. He was just rapey.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody talked about that. Like, here's the thing. How good do you really have to be at reading stuff? Like, because that's what they do. They're not out making news.
It's not like free
thoughts. Yeah, they're reporting it and reading stuff off of a teleprompter. That's what they do. They're trained just to read and not think.
He was a host. He did Olympic stuff as well. And I have a question. Hold on. Wasn't it all harassment, not assault or rape, right?
There was a young lady who took, she said, partially it was my fault, but she got a little sick.
Crying.
Next thing you know, he was on top of her.
Okay.
And then, like she said, I didn't want to do that. And then she passed out, and then he called his assistant to take her to the nurse.
Okay. But I think the majority of the stuff was harassment and way inappropriate behavior because he was...
And that button on your desk that locks the door so you don't have to get up. That's
very wrong.
First of all, how do you find somebody to install that? It's like, I'm looking for a rape lock, you know.
Point being, all the news guys have gone down. So David Weir's next, right?
Charlie Rose!
Yeah.
How about the guy from Prairie Home Companion? He's gone. Here's the thing. If you're looking for people to be moral, look at yourself first and understand this, that people will hide things from you that you will find dirty and disgusting. You know, Ashley's bed thing. It's a weird thing. But you know what?
I talked about it.
Yeah, she talked about it. And that's what it is. But when you have to spend so much time repressing your creepy impulsions, then when they manifest big time.
Yeah.
You get a rape block. You start sending sex toys to people with like little explicit notes on how you want to see them use it on themselves. That kind of thing. Because you've just been so hard trying to keep it down.
Inside, yeah.
It's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde inside of you.
I read this. There was a great tweet the other day that somebody sent out, and the end of it like encapsulated my thoughts on this. It's okay to masturbate. Seriously.
Yeah.
And it takes care of a ton of problems.
Yeah.
Like, we can avoid a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You can do that. You can't do it in front of an audience that's not willing.
With the door locked button.
Like,
sit
hey.
Down in the shower. All right. Let's do this. Kill, bang, marry. Ashley, you know how this works?
Yes.
Matt Lauer. Donald Trump. And that's all alleged, even though he said he is a grabber. And Harvey Weinstein.
He said that. That video is fake.
Okay.
Kill, bang, marry. Matt Lauer, the president, Harvey Weinstein.
Kill the president.
No, stop.
Can't say that on the air.
I know. That is, it's a really.
It's a game.
That's a really
crazy
thing.
Kill that guy. Jeez. Oh my gosh. Bang. Lauer. Mary Wines. Because then you don't have to touch him. You're married now.
Yeah, and he's out doing whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Bye, boo.
Okay. I would kill Matt Lauer.
Why?
Just because there's something about him I just don't like.
It's
smarmy. He looks like a rat. Like, he looks
he looks like a
rodent.
Yeah.
Like, you can't lose your hair and look better than when you had it.
And I would totally bang Donald Trump because, you know, he should know what it's like to be screwed by a minority. And then
marry Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, because then I wouldn't have to worry because he's doing his own thing.
It's Q105 the morning after. Let's do a little royalty now.
I'm over this.
Queen Elizabeth, Kate Middleton, Meghan Markle.
Okay. Bang Meghan Markle. Marry, what's the other girl's name?
Kate Middleton?
Yeah.
You'd kill the queen?
Yeah.
You definitely can't say that.
You definitely got like monarch issues. Like,
I'm
anybody
the boss.
Who's in charge.
I'm just a boss. That's all.
You're like a talking, walking coup. D, Meghan Markle, Kate Middleton, Queen Elizabeth.
Marry the queen because I want all of her friends to know why we're really together.
Okay.
And
I think they'd figure that
out. Yeah. And they're like, hey, she's after your money. Yeah. Bang Kate Middleton, and I would do away with Meghan Markle because I'm over all this stuff. I'm over the press conferences. I'm over, like, oh my God, she's the next princess. I'm over it. I'm over it.
Can't you be of anybody? Can't you be Harry for the pretty mixed girl?
Look, here's the thing. Some British journalist went like this. And he waxed on in this article like he missed those times. He went, there was a time when a woman like that would be a mistress, not a princess.
Blasphemy.
Yeah. And like, he was a little pissy. And I was like, we understand that you're a little mad that there's going to be a little more bass in the palace when you guys walk in and the stereo's playing.
I saw that, like, she can't even, like, wear ripped jeans anymore.
Yeah.
There go all her American traits.
Let's go with Grammy nominees, okay? You want to talk about a little bass. The Grammys this year will be in full color. Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
Donald Glover, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh.
Mm. Kill, bang, marry.
Marry Jay-Z.
Because then you get an album about you.
Yeah.
Because he'll cheat on you.
Right. Then I get to make all that money off of that.
Right.
So marry him. Kill, I don't know who the second guy is.
Childish Gambino?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'd kill him. And then I'd bang Kendrick Lamar.
D?
He's got some rage in him.
Well, I'm definitely killing the dude who's got some rage in him. I don't need any kind of nights like that. Marry Donald Glover. And who was the first dude? Oh, Jay-Z?
Jay-Z?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's not pretty.
No.
Like,
You were going to marry the president. He's not pretty either.
I was going to bang the president.
Oh, yeah. You're right. My apologies.
He's super ugly. He is not pretty.
That's why there's certain positions.
No, how dark is my room?
Extremely dark.
Extremely dark.
Yeah. And you can drink two beforehand. All right, last trio, Kill, Bang, Marry. Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. Before she got her teeth fixed.
Oh. Oh, man. I would...
It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but now I'm like, good gosh. I would bang Nicki Minaj. I would kill Cardi B. And I would marry Taylor Swift.
D?
Shmoney.
Yeah.
Shmoney. She's beautiful now. I'm like, Cardi
Who?
B. Cardi B is beautiful now.
Right.
Money does great things.
True.
You can marry Taylor Swift because I want all her friends to know why she's with me. totally bang Nicki Minaj, and I would have to get rid of. Like, I love Cardi B, though. She's legitimately funny, but I would have to get rid of her.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't take that entertainment away from us. Look how hard she worked to get where she is.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is people still thinking that she's going to be on Love and Hip Hop again. They're like, she's coming. She's got a number one record.
Yeah.
This is the last time you have seen her.
Yeah. Girl's gone.
Yeah.
There you go. Right. Straight from the fourth Migo, Demetrius Nicodemus. 9:14 with the Morning After on Q105.
Remember the Q's number and play along at 4. 4-